This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. Every week we talk about how to love ourselves, others, and a higher nature, how to improve our relationships, careers, finances, and health. And today we're starting a very special series. I call it the Invincible You series, based on my book, Invincible You, Discover Your Inner Power and Fulfill Your Dreams. And today's topic is the invincible mind, how to develop it and conquer fear. Now, fear is a big problem in society today. Many people are stuck at home. There's anxiety and worry about finances, about health. And worldwide, anxiety disorders are the most common psychological disorder in the world. But there's a remedy to that, what I call the invincible mind, the part of your mind that is confident, powerful, loving, and it supports your success. But we also have a negative side of our mind, an opponent that I call the self-defeating mind, the part of your mind that is self-critical, that is attacking, that focuses on the negative. In psychology, we call it critical inner voices, the shadow, and also the critical superego, among other terms. But there is a constant battle. So we need to figure out how to be on the side of our invincible mind. Now, being invincible doesn't mean that you will never fail, that you will never suffer pain. What it does mean is that you can overcome that. You can overcome obstacles, limitations, barriers. You can be resilient. You can bounce back from adversity. And you can be happy despite the circumstances. That is true invincibility in mind. So let's take a look at the two sides. The invincible mind is the one that supports you, encourages you, says you're worthy, you're smart enough, you're good enough to be successful, to find love. The self-defeating mind says you're not worthy enough, you're not attractive enough, smart enough, good enough to deserve success and happiness. The invincible mind is focusing on what you can accomplish, your dreams for the future. The self-defeating mind looks at the past, regrets, you blew it, you made a big mistake, you'll never be able to recover that again. The invincible mind is forgiving. It says, okay, you made a mistake in the past, but you can learn from that, you can go forward. The self-defeating mind is judging, is condemning. The invincible mind looks for reasons why you can do something, and it seizes opportunities. It sees a great job opportunity or possibility for a relationship or a lifestyle change, and it takes charge of it. The self-defeating mind, first of all, doesn't see opportunities, and even if they see it, or it sees it, it doesn't seize it. It lacks the courage, lacks the inner confidence to go for it. And finally, the invincible mind, the part of your mind that is self-healing, seizes opportunities because it has a secure vision of what it wants, a firm desire. Self-defeating mind doesn't have that. It has maybe a wish. I would like to make more money. I would like to have a relationship or not. But they don't really go for that opportunity. They don't go forward. So in the inner battle that we have in our self-defeating mind and invincible mind, it's a back and forth dialogue that we have for each other. So I want to go on that diet. And maybe I'm doing well, but then I see a chocolate cake in the refrigerator. And the self-defeating mind says, okay, just take a little bite. It's not going to hurt you. And then you take a little bite and then you want to eat more of it. And pretty much the cake is gone. And then the self-defeating mind says, you will never lose weight. You will always be overweight because you have no willpower. So again, we need to be on the side of the invincible mind. When we're on the side of the invincible mind, we know that we can accomplish things, that we're worthy, that we are people of strength and power and love, and we can give more love to others. So we need to focus on that. So here's the key. How do we get to the invincible mind? It starts with a story. There is a man named Walter who grew up in a place called Neurotic Village. In Neurotic Village, everybody was neurotic, which means they were anxious, critical, complaining. He was raised by critical, complaining parents, so he became the same as a man. But he was very unhappy. No matter what he accomplished in the outside world, he always felt self-critical and also it's not enough. One day, a visitor came from a place that's called Invincible Mountain, a place where people were happy and contented and had all they wanted. And Walter was very curious, so he decided to take a trip to Invincible Mountain. So as Walter climbed up the mountain, it was a difficult journey. It was hot, sometimes it rained, but he got to the top of Invincible Mountain, and there he met the mayor of Invincible Mountain, who was a middle-aged woman who greeted him with a big smile, bright eyes, and she was very happy to see him. And she says, I know where you're coming from, because I too used to live in Neurotic Village. Back in those days, I was very competitive, and I wanted what other people had. I was always fighting for everything. I felt miserable. I felt unhappy. And one day someone came to me and told me about Invincible Mountain, and I came up here and I've been here ever since. And what I learned up here are three things I want to tell you right now, Walter, that are secrets to Invincible Mountain, to that state of peak happiness and inner power. First of all, I learned that I needed to give to others and give attention, love, energy to change people's lives. And before I had been very self-centered, I always wanted what I wanted. I didn't want to give to other people. I wanted everything for me, the best. But I realized that that kept me feeling very tight, very fearful, worried that I would lose what I had. So I started to help other people, be kind to them, and things changed. All of a sudden, my spirit lifted. I started to attract more positive things in my life, people, material situations, and spirituality. The other thing I learned, said the mayor, is to forgive myself for my past and my future. Before, I was very self-critical. I was a perfectionist, a workaholic. If I didn't do all the work I had to do a certain day, I would get angry at myself. Why can't I finish it? If I made a so-called mistake in a relationship or a career or a lifestyle, I would chastise myself constantly. I felt always under pressure. But I realized that if I made a so-called mistake, I did it because I was at a certain level of development. Maybe it was fifth grade psychologically. But now I'm older and wiser. Now I'm in 10th grade. I'm in college level of psychological knowledge. So I'm not going to make the same mistakes. So there was no need to regret because I'm at a higher level of wisdom and knowledge. And finally, said the mayor, I learned the power of gratitude. How to be grateful for everything I have in life. Before, I always said, oh, I'm not getting enough. Poor me. So I moved from poor me to blessed I. That I'm grateful for all these things that I have. So gratitude became my best friend. Wherever I went, I told people what I was grateful for. And I asked them, what are you grateful for? And that lifted my spirit and started making me appreciate everything I had. So Walter, concluded the mayor, you can come up here and be part of Invincible Mountain. You can take permanent residence. This is some place that will never be taken from you. It cannot be stolen. In fact, it's not even a place at all, geographically or physically. It exists in your own mind. The invincible mind, the invincible mountain, is one and the same. When you reach the peak of your excellence, and when you strive to be that, you are an invincible mountain. What can we learn from the story? Well, first of all, we can learn that there's tremendous power in giving what we want most. It's a reversal. Many times we're looking for maybe love or financial success or career success, and we don't have it. We feel frustrated, disappointed. But the way to do this is to reverse it and give what you want most. So if you want love, maybe you don't have a romantic partner. Maybe you're in an empty relationship, empty marriage. There's no intimacy or love. You can say, I'm going to help other people that are in the same situation. I'm going to find the shyest or loneliest person in the room and talk to them. Nowadays, you can do it online, chatting. And I'm going to help them feel better. I'm going to maybe smile at them, compliment them in a sincere way, and talk to them and give them encouragement. If I want more money, I can decide I'm going to give more money to charity or a humanitarian organization, a little bit of money if that's all I have, or I can donate my time and energy to help in this organization. And what happens is now you reverse the flow from inwardly to outwardly. In Eastern philosophy, there's a term called the ki or chi energy, which means life energy. Your ki energy is either contracting, it's getting smaller and you're becoming tighter and feel that you don't have enough, or it's expanding, it's going outwardly, it's giving to others. And the more you expand, the better you will feel, the more love you will give and receive. And things will happen in your life in almost miraculous ways. You might start to get more financial career opportunities, better relationships, friendships, and life experiences that you would always wanted to have. Because you're expanding yourself. You're no longer so tightly constricted because you fear losing what you have. Now you have an abundance. You see the resources that are available. And you're able to give outwardly. Now here's an exercise you can try at home. I call it nice and. I want to try it here with my producer right now, Reggie. Reggie, what we're going to do is I'm going to say something nice about you, and then you can reciprocate, and we can build on that. Are you ready, Reggie?
Sure.
Reggie, you have a very beautiful blue shirt that you're wearing right now.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Avila. You have a very nice blue suit jacket on, too.
Oh, thank you very much. Reggie, you're one of the smartest guys I know. Einstein has nothing on you.
Wow, thank you. And you're very smart, too, Dr. Avila.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay. So we're going to build on each other now. We may be a little exaggerated, but the key is you start to feel good because you're giving loving energy without expectation, and the person is giving it back to you. So we're building a spirit of niceness. And isn't that nice in our society to have that? Where people nowadays feel very pressured, and they're locked in their homes in many ways, and they can't go out and do things. To feel that positive energy, to smile at someone and say something nice to them without expecting anything back, is a tremendous thing. The other thing that's important to develop, and the secrets of Invincible Mountain, is to forgive yourself. Now, sometimes we can forgive other people, not as difficult in some ways, but to forgive ourselves, especially if we're perfectionistic or self-critical, can be very difficult. Regret is one of the biggest problems that people have. And the issue with regret is that when you regret a mistake that you made, you often feel weak, maybe even worthless. You feel, I blew it, I shouldn't have done that. And because of the weakness, you may repeat the same mistake. So I was in an incompatible or abusive relationship. I couldn't believe I stayed with that person so long. But then because you feel weak, you might fall into a similar relationship in the future. If you make a mistake and you attack yourself for it, you might repeat the same mistake. Or I blew my diet, or I fell back into an addiction, and now you feel worthless and your mindset is not strong enough to get yourself out of that. So the key is to forgive yourself for these so-called mistakes, even mistakes you may make in the future. What you can say to yourself, as we mentioned earlier, is to say, you know, I was in a certain grade level before, maybe fifth grade psychologically or spiritually, but I'm no longer in that level. Now I'm at 10th grade, or I'm in college now. I'm more mature, I'm wiser, experienced. I'm not going to make that same mistake. So I don't need to have regret because I could only have acted as well as I did at the time. Had I gone back in time in a time machine, I probably would have done the same thing if I had the same mental level. So now you take away that pain, that anguish of regret, and you're free to move forward and to learn from things you may have done wrong and realize that I can improve and do better in the future, and I will not go back that same path again. And then we have one of the most powerful techniques or secrets in the invincible mind, and that is called gratitude. Gratitude is the understanding that the good that comes to you comes from outside you, perhaps a higher power, loved ones or friends, or even a stranger. Your car breaks down on the side of the road and someone comes to help you out of nowhere. And you feel a sense of love, a sense of appreciation that's tremendously powerful. Now, the opposite of gratitude is the idea that life is against you, life is unfair, poor me. And when you have that feeling, you feel depressed, you feel down on yourself, and futile. Nothing you do seems to work. Gratitude reverses that. Gratitude says, yeah, I have something that I'm happy about in life. I can build upon this. And research shows that gratitude is extremely powerful. The University of Kentucky study found that people who are grateful have more empathy and less aggression. In another study, they found that people that keep a gratitude journal, they write three things they're grateful for every day, have 30% less depression and 40% better sleep. So what you do is you write three things you're grateful for every day, minimum. I'm alive. I'm breathing. I have a body. I may have friends or family, a career or job, health, finances. Now, you might say, wait a minute, I don't really have very much. I'm stuck in my house. I'm lonely. I don't have a love partner or family much around me. And I have financial problems, and maybe my physicalness is not that good, my physicality, my health. What you can say is, but you have certain things. You can look outside and feel grateful for the birds in the air, the trees, the love between lovers, the love between parent and child, the devotion of someone that has a spiritual practice, a faith with their higher power. You can be grateful for these people, these situations, these circumstances. And also for your life, that you have a slice of eternity, you being alive at this very moment, to share your gifts with other people, with humanity. In Spanish, we have a term called don divino, which means gift from God. So a don is a talent or ability, an attribute. And you might be good at writing, teaching, speaking, business, science. Perhaps you're good with your hands, a craftsperson, you can make things. Or maybe you're a great caretaker, a great parent, or someone that takes care of other people and brings you joy. Whatever it is that your dawn or talent is, make sure you share it with other people. Give it to others. And that will also bring you positive energy back and also abundance in many ways. So by giving your dawn to other people and being grateful that you have this ability to do that you have this time on earth, whatever number of years you have, to leave a mark, to leave a positive legacy of love and contribution, that's something you can be very grateful for, even if other things in your life are not going well right now. Maybe you have a pet that you love, a dog or cat or some other animal. Whatever it is that you can be grateful for, think about it. So your mind becomes filled with a whole entirely different energy. Instead of the self-defeating mind that says, I don't have enough, you know, I'm losing, you say, I have more than enough. I have an abundance. I have all these things in my life that I'm very happy about, grateful. And I want more perhaps, but right now I'm grateful for what I have. So you see, when you have these three secrets of happiness within yourself, you are on the way to invincible mind, invincible mountain. And life is going to be much different than you are right now. So remember the three secrets. Number one, give what you want to receive. Reverse the energy from tightness to expansion. Forgive yourself for the past and even for the future mistakes you might make. Eliminate regret from your vocabulary. And be grateful for everything you have, everything that you could ever have while you're here on earth. So Love University students, you may never have heard the show before. And here we have a combination of psychology, philosophy, spirituality, and above all, practicality. We want you to apply these techniques and principles to your everyday life so you can live a life of joy, so you can love yourself, others, and a higher nature, so you can experience the fulfillment of being the best you can be, of actualizing your full potential, being your authentic nature. Sometimes we're artificial. We try to impress other people. In the book I wrote, Love Types, a classic bestseller on relationships and compatibility, I talk about the masquerade. When people meet each other, single people, they put on a mask to try to impress each other. The person who likes to stay home a lot might want to go out and socialize, but then their real nature is introversion. It's being internal. And then once you get married, then that comes out and the other person's upset or vice versa. The extrovert person, at the beginning of a relationship, you know, stays home a lot, but then later on they want to go out. So they have a conflict. So the key is to be authentic to yourself and to other people around you right now, and to give love without expectations. That's one of the keys to what we're doing here at Love University. We want to eradicate loneliness because now a lot of people are feeling lonely, staying at home. You feel stuck. You don't have people around you. But loneliness is disconnection. Disconnection from yourself, others, and a higher nature. And also from your invincible mind. As a special gift for those that contact me, the first 5 listeners will receive a free copy of my book, Invincible You. Invincible You has a combination of Western and Eastern philosophy and psychology, tips and strategies, and stories to help you achieve your fullest potential, to achieve that powerful mind. It's available on Amazon. And if you contact me now, the first 5 will receive a free copy of Invincible You. Discover your inner power and achieve your desires. So you can contact us at loveuniversity@gmail.com, loveuniversity.love. Call us at 310-226-8090. Also, you can like us on Facebook at Love University Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @LoveUPodcast. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our channels at Love University at Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Our purpose here is to help you live your fullest potential, Love University. And love really is many things. It's not just romantic love, but it could be love expressed through your work that you do. As Khalil Gibran said, work is love made visible. It could be expressed through your friendships, through everyday activities, even through eating. Simple things, simple activities, walking, breathing. You can experience that loving energy. Until next time, this is Dr. Alex Avila, Love University students. Please put away your notes, your pens, your iBook, your iPads, and we'll see you next time. This is Love University.